Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, at Adioye Jr., and joining me, of course, is Greg Miller.
Sometimes, Blessing, love wins.
Oh, yeah.
And today is one of those days.
Is this a love affair?
This that is you've a been, love affair.
You've been separated from Patapon 2 for how long now?
758 days.
Oh, you have a day count.
We've been doing our PS I Love You XOXO every Tuesday.
YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames. This is an exciting stream.
Very.
Because we have the exclusive.
That's right.
Yeah. Can you tell us about what's happening right now?
I'll tell you what. I was over there this morning, press hat on, little press pass, knocking on PlayStation HQ. And I was like, I'm there, it's me, it's IGN, it's GameSpot, I'm pushing all these people out. And I'm like, you got to give me the exclusive. And Per Schneider from IGN's like, no, give us the exclusive on Patapon 2.
Oi, Governor, give us the exclusive, won't you? Please, can we have some more?
And they said, you know what? We're going to give this exclusive to a real fan of Patapon 2, Greg Miller. Because I will again point out, as you all know, as we found out on the Gamescast with the Metacritic information when we were getting ready to make Metacritic bets, IGN, GameSpot, too cowardly to review Patapon Remastered, the original.
Wow.
I reviewed the original games, so it's confusing. But Patapon Remastered, they didn't review.
Patapon 1 Remastered.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Now will they make up for this? Only you can decide. Everybody tweet at Dan Stapleton and tweet at Lucy James and demand this is the review.
And you're willing to review it for sites.
I'll review it for every site out there for free. I don't care. You know what I mean? It'll be the same review. Maybe I'll move a few paragraphs around.
Okay.
IGN can just copy my Patapon 2 review. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. From, of course, let us hear now. Now, April 27th, 2009, filed at 2:40 p.m.
Wow.
Indeed.
Now, before you get into it,
sure.
Can I ask what's on, I assume, a lot of people's mind? It's on my mind. What is Patapon?
First off, everyone knows Patapon. It's embarrassing you don't, but you're young, so I'll allow
young.
It. 2008, you would have been what, 4, 5?
Five and a half.
Yeah. Patapon, of course, an adorable PSP franchise that never got the respect it deserved, never got ported, never got its own installment on the Vita, never got over here. You know,
Patapon 3 was also on the PSP.
Everything
there
was PSP.
There are three
man.
Games on a PSP.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. There's a lot of games on PSP.
I mean, like three.
I digress. Yeah. No. They were all over there, and they're these little rhythm games, right? Again, I always talk about how PlayStation used to be really weird. This is one of their really weird ideas of you are this I'm already misspeaking. There is an eyeball tribe, right?
Oh, okay.
of warriors. You see them here on the screen. Kevin, did they see this yet, or are they just here? Okay. You see them up there doing their thing, right? And you are their god. And so you command them by banging the sacred drums.
Okay.
And so you have to hit it in rhythm or whatever in sets of four. You do four beats, then there's four beats of response, then you do four beats. And so you through this, you push them forward, you make them fight, you do all this stuff. I mean, I'll play.
All right, let's get into it. So, So this is Patapon 2 Remastered.
Now, so to stop, I'll full stop you right there, Kevin. All right, as you know, Patapon 2 Remastered, just like Patapon Remastered, stunning 4K, pushing your PlayStation 4 Pro to maximum.
Max.
However, the cutscene's still the original PSP cutscenes, so you remember what it was like, kids, in 2009, all right?
PlayStation 4 is just barely holding on right now.
Smoke's pouring out of the back. Mark Cerny's like, we didn't design it for this.
So, Patapon 1 to Patapon 2. As somebody who doesn't know anything about this.
Sure.
What are the jumps being made? What was the leap from Patapon 1
to
Patapon
2? Sure, well, again, if you went to IGN.com and read my reviews, I'm sure most of you did back in the day, I detailed
it. Of course.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of words I noticed this morning when I was trying to read it, and I was pretty bored myself. Let me read the verdict for you just to explain it, okay? Patapon 2 is more engaging and makes you use all of your classes. It's easier to customize because of the control the evolution tree gives you over your army. It's more transparent thanks to its tip screen and item exchanging minigames. It's more well-rounded because of the multiplayer options, and it's just an all-around awesome game. If someone had only played the first few missions or glanced at some screenshots, I could understand why he or she would write the game off as a clone of Patapon 1, but this experience is so much deeper than the original that you really can't fault it for looking like its brother. Fans of the last game should have no apprehension about picking this game up, while noobs should climb aboard and be thankful for the explanations and demos they get this time around. See, that was one of the big things. Patapon 1 a weird game that really just tossed you off into the deep end. Now, here we go. Exciting, guys. Do I want to name myself or transfer my Patapon remastered save data? You know I'm going to transfer my data. Kevin, you remember this? July 31st, when we platinumed it. Not to brag either, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
I, of course, the first person in the world to platinum Patapon.
Wow.
So no big deal there. You know what I mean?
Congratulations. And this is your Patapon one save that you're transferring into this game?
That's 100% correct.
Interesting. That's cool. I like it. Patapon 1 remastered.
Correct. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes. It's very cool,
actually.
I mean,
any game that allows you to transfer your save from a previous... I remember playing NFL Street Volume 2, and I jumped into the NFL game that came out that same year, and they were like, do you want to transfer your save character, your creative character, from NFL Street Volume 2 into the actual NFL game to play? And it might have been NCAA. This is a tangent. But anytime you get to, like, carry over a save, it's awesome. It's cool.
It is very cool. But now here's the thing.
Oh, okay. So these are the sacred symbols being used as, like, drums.
I like how you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's the drums are the you know, your face buttons, your sacred symbols, as you said.
Gotcha.
Craig's return. There you go. That's me returning. Earth End turned out to be unreachable. The Patapon's long voyage ended as their ship sank to the bottom of the ocean. See, not even a happy start. Happy ending from last one. We thought we did it. We did not. Hmm. Washed up in an unashore alone, Patapon exhausts its last ounce of strength to hold the sacred drum. Almighty leader!
This is
I
like
pray
Star
to you.
Wars.
I beg to you. Please have mercy on
this
us, Patapons.
This is the Star Wars font. Is it not?
No, that seems like a lot. No, it's not.
Like from like the opening crawl? No? It's just a different color.
You got it. There are four drum beats. You got to read this. Don't get lost. Are you trying
to
pre-order right now?
I made a Postmates order. It's going to be here any second. I need
cool
to be
rag!
On the
lookout. what were you going to do in the middle of a pie? You going to get your Postmates order in the middle of
I had to make sure it was here before PS Love You so I could
cool, Greg, can you take this man's phone so he can focus on Patapon? Or just stand next to him so he can focus on Patapon? Because at some point a Postmates is going to show
up
and it's a huge thing now.
It's 12 minutes away. You can come back in like 12 minutes and check on me. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can drop a please in there too, you know. The way you kids are raised in Seattle nowadays. I see. So here you go. I find my Patapon, right? I'm empowering it. I'm telling it to start marching, of course. Well, I'm actually just telling it to pawn right now. I need the Patapon drum.
Oh.
Because I only have one drum. See, here we go. He's giving me the next drum. Then we're on our way. What did they teach you in school if you weren't playing Patapon? What were you playing on your PSP?
I didn't own a PSP.
God damn it, Blessing. Again, you're so young.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even because I was young. It was because I think I had a Game Boy. I was one of them kids.
I had a Game Boy, too.
Oh, okay. But I had a Game Boy, and I didn't have a PSP. Is the sin, though.
That is definitely a sin, 100%.
I had a Vita, though, so I made up for it.
Okay. High five.
Yes.
Now, of course, you could have gotten these as PSP Classics. You know, Vita.
I did get one of them. I forget which one that I got as PSP Classic, and I played it for like 10 minutes, and I was like, this seems cool, and I never went back to it. I had Persona 4 Golden, and so I was distracted. I didn't get to spend all my efforts and all my focus on what's going on the screen right now. All right, can you explain what's going on?
Not while I play.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
So
you got to hit in rhythm. So I'm doing the pat a pat a pat a pon.
So you hear the rhythm and then you play it back. Six minutes away. So they're calling you Greg because you're your name, right? It's not the main character.
Correct.
God in this world is named Greg. Canonically.
Yeah. So I see, I've proved myself, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to drop the beat here so I can explain more. Yeah, so again, you'd think I'm one of the characters. You'd think one of the eyeball people, the Patapons, is Greg. In fact, it is not. It is me. They're God.
Gotcha.
Looking down on them, banging my drum so they know what to do.
Okay.
And so right now, if I hold on options, right, it shows you. I only know onward, which of course, square, 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 circle. What does that translate to, Blessing?
I don't know.
Pata, pata,
patapon. Oh. Gotcha. Okay.
So the square button, pata, the circle button, pong.
So are the triangle and X going to translate to another thing?
Oh, they will, sir.
Oh,
don't
wow.
worry about that. Don't you get ahead of yourself now. You got a lot of game ahead of you.
Video game progression right there. So, Greg, for you, what is the thing that, and I'm making you talk now, what is the thing that makes this game so special? What makes it a 9.5 on the old IGN scale?
Yeah, exactly. It would be different now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to do pawn. I don't know. Oh, your food's here.
Is that my food? Cool, Greg.
Well, he's gonna open the door. Like, they know, like, if the door, if somebody calls the door to open the door.
No, that's not my food. My food's still.
Oh, somebody else is just delivering stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what sets Patapon in general, out there into the, you know, Ether is one of the greatest games of all time. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, it's adorable, number one. It's a fun rhythm game. It's got a story. Like, also, I have no rhythm. The fact that I can be the first person in the world to platinum Patapon 1, can I do it with Patapon 2? We'll find out soon enough. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something special.
It's accessible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's not even, it's really, it's nerdy. It's heady. You're getting deep into these things, yeah.
I mean, I like what I'm seeing so far, right? Like, I like rhythm games in general. Two, I like cute rhythm games. Three, I like how quirky this is. Like you were saying earlier, this is like weird PlayStation, right? This is when PlayStation was doing, like, going very outside the box. You know, because this is PSP. This is, who developed this?
Japan Studio. With Pyramid. So I'm going to cross, I thought I would cross the finish line. I used to be able to talk. There, now I'll cross the finish line. So every time, that's how the levels end. You cross that, you successfully completed it, all this stuff pops up.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up Madan there or whatever. She's always there with her thing. She's kind of the spokesperson for the group, talking to me, guiding me as their god, praying to me, no big deal. That's not why I like the game, because my ego, don't worry about it. But as you go through here, you get your stats now. Obviously, it's terrible here. Ka-ching's the money. That's what you'll be earning, right? Retrieve caps, right? Are the caps for the Patapons who have fallen. So you can get those and then put them into the evolution tree bury them and then have them grow back as other people. Spoils then, you get crafting materials. So I'm hoping as we get in here, I forget at what point we open up the hub world. And we're only playing the first 30 minutes because, of course, you need to pick this up Thursday, January 30th, $14.99, $5 less. $5 less than it was in my day and age.
Wow.
And with inflation, that's like $150. So this is the cheapest you've ever been able to get Patapon to, and you're getting it in 4K.
A deal.
So exactly, right? So we're coming up to our village. All right, so here's where we'll start building it out. Now, of course, you are a foolish person, didn't play Patapon Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice, again, like I was talking about in my review, if you have played that before and you get into this, you might start thinking, oh, well, this does feel very, you know, samey, right? Same areas, same kind of characters are popping up. But the game does way better at teaching you how to play, giving you clear paths of how to do it. Like the evolution tree, and I don't know if we open it up early on here, this early on. When you go in there, you'll start using it, and it'll show you what you need to make the kind of warriors you want. Because there's, you know, right now we got the guys walking in, they've got, like, their spears or whatever. But eventually we're going to get guys with arrows. We're going to get people who ride horses and run in there and do this thing. You get really huge dudes up front that do it. You can have dudes who have tubas that shoot out music notes that screw people up. You're burning people.
So these are enemies that you're talking about?
No, these are my guys.
Oh, these are like... called Patapons?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are Patapons.
It's the race of Patapon, yeah. And then they each have their own little names and, you know, like genius and subclass, right, Kevin? You know what I'm talking about? Remember that? Biology. Remember that, man? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, see, like, this is the world map showing you what missions are available, right?
Okay.
So, eventually, obviously, this keeps going, and you're able to flow on out and see what's up. Mm-hmm. This is the first one they want you to go hunt. So, we'll go do that, and you'll get some crafting materials, meat and stuff. But here's
crafting materials?
Because I got to make better weapons. I got to make armor for my dudes.
What do those allow you to do?
Be better in battle. Because what's going to happen is there's giant bosses that come out.
Okay.
And you're this little tribe of little eyeball people fighting these crazy monsters that can do all this crazy stuff. So you've got, you know, your march attack, you've got your attack, but then you've got your retreat attack. You've got these, like, things you can do to clear effects, like status effects on you. Like, there's a whole, like, science and not dice roll to it, but there is a bit of that, I feel, where it is like, I know this boss is tempo. I know what they're about to do. So when he gives me the tell of, like, putting his head all the way to the ground and his butt up in the air like a dog about to attack, I know I should try to, you know, run away at that point or put up my defenses or whatever.
Okay.
Because people will put you to sleep and then they'll eat you and kill you that way.
Okay.
And you don't want that.
I'm really curious to see how, like visually what it looks like when things start to roll down that path.
It'll definitely be one of those I'll have to put out. Well, obviously, I'm going to play a lot. But when I come back in tomorrow, probably. Because I won't sleep tonight, probably. I'll show you what more of, you know, the differences are.
I'm curious because, like, I've always had the misconception that it's just straight up just rhythm, right? Like, they do a thing and then you repeat it back and then
I'm telling them what to do. I'm making the calls.
Oh.
I just have to make it in the iambic pentameter, which is not correct. But the thing they've set up here. So now we're finally attacking.
This is really catchy, by the way. I feel like if I played this for, like, 10 hours, this melody right here would just be rotating in the brain when I go to sleep.
I mean, it never leaves you.
Does it generally keep the same melody, or does it start to switch up later on? Does it add
well,
more
you're or? Using these drums. I mean, there's only four drums, right? So it's like you are doing more and more. You introduce new drums, but it is always this, you know, four beat thing. Damn, I screwed up. Sorry, I was talking. It's so hard to talk and play, you know what I mean? But it doesn't matter right now because it's so easy. As you saw earlier, that worm comes out, you know, that snake, and it goes, fever! Mm-hmm. That means that when that's active, right, it means I've been hitting it perfect, the beat, and then my attacks give more damage. I move farther on my move commands. I retreat farther on my retreat commands. It, like, soups up anything you're going to do. Mm-hmm. That gold there is the ka-ching that I need to collect to see it disappears if I don't get to it in time. You see this sunflower, you might just say, hey, bruh, that's a sunflower. Yeah. Cool. No. If I hit it with my spears when I go to attack that other thing, it'll give out more ka-ching, possibly.
Whoa.
Things. Yeah, dude. There's a lot that's happening, crazy. Guys.
Kevin, is Cool Ray out there? I think my postmate might be arriving. Their name is Waymond. They're going to be looking for a short black dude. Cool Ray is not that, but hopefully they give him my food.
See, I got that stick now. Oh, I got that tusk now. I'm talking while I do it. You understand what I'm
doing. Yeah.
Everybody, again, I'm the first person ever to platinum it. I have nothing to prove to you. Be as mean as you want in the comments, all right? See, no. Did you hear that one, like, ding, ding? That was way off. I was way off. What do you got? What's the question?
No, I was going to say, like, does it being on console as opposed to PSP, like, do anything for you? Like, do you like playing it on a larger screen, or do you prefer having it?
That's a great question, Bless. You know what? I do appreciate having it on this giant screen because it is beautiful. And it's like I was telling you, right? Like, this is my first time, even though I, you know, again, first person in the world, platinum, pat up on remaster, no big deal. Even though I played at home back with that one, what, 2 years ago? More than that, actually, now? Yeah, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a 4K TV. I didn't have a PlayStation 4 Pro. So I'm excited. Like, even this looks great. So, I mean, I'm just excited to have this at home.
This looks sharp.
I do miss it on the go. Like, I always thought it was a missed opportunity not to have one on the Vita. Mm. That was pure Vita, right?
Like Patapon 4?
Yeah, like, exactly. Okay. Or just remaster it there, even, right? Because that was the thing. We've talked about this on PS I Love You XOXO.
Yeah.
Peace Walker. So good to be back to Peace Walker, right? We're playing Peace Walker. But it was heartbreaking when Peace Walker, you know, came to Vita, but it didn't really come to Vita, right? It was the PSP game on Vita, so there's no trophies.
Mm-hmm.
But the power of the Vita was the trophies. It's not at least I'm getting trophies for Patapon.
Yeah. I mean, you bang down the door, PlayStation, to bring this out. I mean, you could theoretically just keep banging on that door, bring it to Vita.
That might be a bridge too far. I did get this one out of the archives, right? But I forgot. So that was a good point there. I tried to attack the sunflower.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I have to line it up where there's an enemy there to be able to actually attack it to get the money out of it.
Okay.
So it's like a bonus strategy thing of getting your guys there. Also, I didn't point out too. Sorry, everybody. There's, you know, how it was raining when the level started.
Mm-hmm.
That made it harder for the animals to hear me so I could get closer to attack. But then it also, like, you know, has
stealth elements.
Exactly. So now I'd have to, like, attack from further out than really get there. Probably, yeah. Hey, well, I mean, we said that at the front, right? But yeah, this is codes provided by PlayStation. FTC, don't sue us. Better safe than sorry, right, Kev?
Of course.
Chumps. Trust me, they don't like this.
How many hours do you think you played in total of Patapon?
In the entire series?
In the entire series, yes.
That's a question you don't want to answer to, buddy. Hundreds of hours.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Because, like, I'm going to stop here and lose my fever because it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
So in the review, I talk about back in the day of, like, oh, you know, 40 hours in and I beat the story. But I say very clearly, like, I also grinded for the best team. Because the idea here is that it is a rhythm RPG where you're building your squad using the troops you like, you know, souping them up, getting them the best material, best armor, best weapons,
mm-hmm.
which means you have to go out and grind for materials. So you can go through and play the whole thing, but eventually there's going to be at some boss or something where you're like, I need to get stronger, and you go grind,
mm-hmm.
and you replay the same missions. So I think as much as I loved Patapon 2 and whatever embargo I had in 2009 for it or whatever, I did, you know, play a bunch of it, but go back and grind.
Yeah.
And so I kept doing that, I remember, even after the fact.
Wow. What was your story with the first Patapon? Like, was it a thing where you saw the trailer and you're like, this looks up my alley?
Not at all.
Playing it,
it was a thing where Podcast Beyond co-founder, PlayStation team member Jeff Haynes back in the day, he was reviewing it and they had sent him an extra UMD And he put it on my desk, and he's like, you might like this. And I'm like, I'm terrible. I have no rhythm.
Yeah.
I have no rhythm, and I am just, it seems like it might be too, what is it? And he explained, I'm like, I don't know at all. And I popped it into my PSP that night, and I just fell in love. I thought it was so cute, so interesting, so engaging. Again, it was another thing, in the same way we talk about Peace Walker and how that mission structure works so well, same thing for Patapon, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm talking to you, and that took me 5 minutes. And especially when you get souped up and you want to grind, like, that'll take you a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it is like you have that downtime. This isn't the point where I would go out to the bars and I would bring the PSP in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, well, there's a bunch of different games to chip away at and do stuff on, you know, and yeah. actually make some progress.
The PSP have a lot of those types of games, like, yeah. go in 5 minutes, go
totally.
Back, build up your whatever you're
I mean, that's
to
what
up.
It was, you know, designed for.
Yeah.
Why it was such a great handheld. One of my, I think we talked about this before on another show where it's
probably.
My favorite, it's my favorite PlayStation platform, PSP.
Oh, did we talk about this?
Yeah. I don't know if you and I did. I did uh-huh. on some podcast somewhere.
PSP, wow.
It's just, well, I mean, it was just so perfect for where I was in my life. The games that came to it, Patapon, Peace Walker, Rock Band Unplugged. You know what I mean? There was so much stuff that I loved playing on it, and I loved playing on BART, and I loved playing on trains. And
yeah.
Like, we were traveling and doing all these different things.
I mean, that's awesome.
Got that souped-up battery, had that big old yeah. bad boy popped on the back there. Woo-wee!
And what? This is 2000.
This is 2009, yeah.
Right? And, like, you know, PSP was around the time. Well, that was, like, before smart or, like, iPhones and Androids were
that was
like
right
truly,
around yeah
truly
I remember,
ubiquitous
yeah I remember when Craig Harris got his first iPhone. I was like, this is the craziest thing of all time,
because yeah, that was like a golden age of handheld, which like now like the Switch is kind of bringing it back, but yeah, I could imagine having this and having Peace Walker, like even playing Peace Walker now, I'm like, yeah, this would be great if I could take it on the go,
yeah,
if I wasn't playing it on PS3. And so to have a game like this, I can see how it would get its claws into you.
Totally. And that's what it's all about. Let it get its claws in you. You know what I mean?
And so what are you doing here?
So we're back at base now. You see it slowly start to expanding, right? So, like, here I have the altar ready to go. You make your sacrifices. You come in. You do these things. You know, you're making your sacrifice to the gods kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, send out mission stuff here. This is just Medan telling me some stuff. You know, here's what's going on. Here's what's happening in the world right now. Eventually, this guy I'll be able to stop at. That's the evolution tree. That'll help me make different characters,
mm-hmm.
different troops. If I could go over more, you'd see more of them. Kevin, you remember when we were doing the Platinum stream here, where it's like there's the guy, the big old baby with the big old feet that you play.
Oh,
like,
yeah, 100%, yeah.
You tap his toes to make a different song.
All of that sounds familiar.
Exactly, and he'll give you a rare material or a material based on how well you do. There's a bunch of stuff like that. There's a cooking mini game where the guy is throwing stuff and you've got to slash it in the air and put it in the pot to make a stew. They keep you going, you know what I mean? Like you think you got your head wrapped around it. Let me tell you, bless you, don't.
I mean, I'm learning a lot right now.
Okay, good.
This game is way more, it has way more depth than I assumed going in.
Is it doing it for you?
Are you ready to play?
I think so.
I feel like it's one of those games that I'm going to have to get my hands on and kind of dig deep, because I feel like there's depth there that I'm starting to see where I'm like, okay, I might have to spend some time to really understand the inner workings of what's going on here. But
sure.
On the base level, like, I like rhythm games. You know, the rhythm aspects so far are look pretty fun to me. I like the callback kind of thing. And I love any game with combos. Building up that combo score is nothing more satisfying. Especially when you build up a fever. If you're an audio listener and you're wondering what's happening right now, right? It's a 2D game. Greg's playing it, or Greg's the god, right? But you're sort of controlling these black and white eyeball-looking things. There's a lot of text effects going on, right? That are telling you like what you're doing as far as like the pad is and the pawns. Got a combo score up in the upper left corner. Seems like a pretty good time.
See that guy hiding over there?
Yeah.
He thinks he... I don't see him. I see him.
Dude, I didn't see him until he pointed him out.
That's how they try to get you. It's happening. First trophy.
Got a trophy.
You can't saw the first the one. Will you see the last one? We don't know.
I'm guessing that's a trophy for having fever for an amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm way off beat there, but it's because I'm talking to you and I'm excited about this trophy.
Yeah. to Earth End. So what are they talking about when they talk about Earth End?
Where they think the world ends. They're a simple tribe. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. It's like a Horizon Zero Dawn prequel.
Exactly. I like to think they're in the same universe for sure. See, this is always the thing, is like when you fall off so hard, mm-hmm. trying to get back on. Because I was in it. You saw it. I got the Fever Trophy. Yeah. I'm about it. I'm there doing it. Okay, here we go.
What do you think you're going to get the Platinum in first, this or Peace Walker?
This.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now that this is here, I mean, come on. This is a current game again. You know what I mean? Peace Walker, I'm excited to continue trying to get my Platinum in, but that's something to take my time with. I'm in no hurry. Mm-hmm. Right now, I got to figure out, do I have it in me, Blessing?
Yeah.
Do I have the ability inside of me to be the first man ever in the world to Platinum, Patapon Remastered, and be the first man in the world to Patapon? Wait, hold on. Platinum, Patapon Remastered, or Patapon 2 Remastered. Can I get them both? Can I be the first on both the games is what I'm saying.
You're gonna go for it, number
Hell
one.
Hell yeah, you kidding me?
Wow.
Jen's a Patapon widow tonight. I'm dead to her, you know what I mean? The real problem is I got so much to do in this stupid office. You know what I mean? I'd love to just sit here and play. I see you over there playing GTA. You're just chilling out.
Take the week off, man. Me and Tim got it. Who needs to do PS I Love You?
Well, no, we
need me and Kevin. Kevin, you're hosting. You ready? You ready to talk about PlayStation? It's really good.
It's good.
But yeah, this is an interesting wrinkle because I think we were having the conversation either last week or the week before about Peace Walker, right? And games coming out, and you know, I think at that point, like the next big game we foresaw was Dreams.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see this game coming out of nowhere and
who did
derailing that Platinum. So out of all games, what do you think made PlayStation bring back this one? Was it Greg Miller, or do you think there's something they see in Patapon?
Sorry, I'm against the wall.
I gotta finish the wall. No, live your truth.
I think it's multifaceted, right? I think I'm losing it. It's fine. I think it is the idea that it's weird, and it's a callback, and it does have that following, right? You know, we talked about it last week, and we're about to see spoilers on PS I Love You XOXO, available on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. In a second, talk about the fact that, right, PlayStation has that brand loyalty, right, that survey that came out. And so there's something to that, that there are so many games that matter to different people, that define PlayStation to different people. Mm-hmm. And I think as we saw with Medieval coming back, right, the success of Crash coming back, like, why not continue to tap into that? And PlayStation's been around long enough that people have nostalgia for their things. And like for something, not that I'm saying this is easy, but something we hadn't seen in so long. And I'm not even Patapon 2, right? Patapon 1 remaster. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that they were able to find an audience with that, and I imagine it was pretty easy, even though we always talk about it, we don't make games.
Yeah.
To get in there and make it happen and have it come over, why not?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there's like a certain amount of effort that takes to even bring this game from PSP to PS4, 4K up res, right? And so, you know, that amount of effort for a game as obscure but still like beloved by people like Greg Miller, like this, I think is pretty cool. Let's see, Kevin, how long have we been live? Curious. 28? Okay. So we got like 2 more minutes we can do. You want to see these 2 remaining minutes.
New drum.
Oh, new drum.
Oh, wait, new song.
New song, okay.
Nah, screwed up. I got too excited.
Part of me wants to imagine Patapon 4 comes out with, like, actual voice acting. Yeah, like, I don't want to say Christopher Nolan. Nolan North.
And Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
The team up you've been waiting for.
See you later, Mighty Greg. And I feel like that's a good period at the end of this,
totally.
This sentence. That is
as my journey begins. You
yeah,
know
as
I mean?
Your journey begins. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny First Impressions. We just got done first impressing Patapon 2 Remastered on the PS4. Of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. Of course, thank you, PlayStation, for providing this game for us to get that exclusive stream, that exclusive video. Of course, you can keep up with First Impressions on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygameslive, or you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and all that good stuff. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to
tell them about PlayStation or the PSLV.
Oh yeah, and we're doing PSLV XOXO right after this. And so if you're
where can they get that?
If you're a patron, you can get on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the silver level, or you can get it on Tuesday mornings on any podcast service around the globe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mission complete. We did it. Patapon,
we did it.
See everybody. Thank you. I want to thank everybody who made this happen. You know, a lot of people wanted to laugh at me when we hit day 730, but you guys didn't laugh at me. You supported us. You watched the podcast. You tweeted at Shuhei. You tweeted at Herman. You tweeted at Corey. I'm proud of all of you. I saw you this morning. Every site writing about this mentioning Greg Miller. Everybody in the comments mentioning Greg Miller.
Oh,
mostly
yeah.
In positive fashion. I appreciate that.
Mostly.
We have made it happen. All right? Now I say we look past Patapon 3. We don't need a remaster of that. We look to Patapon PS5.
Patapon 4?
It doesn't... See, I think...
It doesn't sound right to you?
I feel like they just need to skip 4 and go straight to 5.
5, oh, wow.
If it's PS5, Patapon.
Yeah, P5,
five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, I'm with you.
All right, bye.
See ya.